dance floor. Hi everyone, Asim here from You Podcast Bollywood Edition. In this episode, we have a chat with one half of the writer, producer, director duo Raj and DK. You might know their work from Shore in the City, Go 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 A Gone, Happy Ending, or Street. They have been critically praised, won prizes, but still aren't a household name for most Indian audiences. We do talk about that in our chat. We also talk about their new show, The Family Man, which is now streaming on Amazon Prime and stars Manoj Bajpayee. And I must admit that the show was about counter-terrorism in India. And I was kind of fearful that Raj and TK might end up banging on the same jingoistic anti-Muslim drum that so many of these shows take. Having now watched episodes up to episode 6, I must say that the show is very refreshing. Instead of triggering Muslims, it seems to be triggering right-wing conservatives, which is always a win in my book. We'll be doing a full review on the Khandan podcast, our other show, so do subscribe there too if you haven't. We just released our latest episode where we review Dreamgirls, Chichore, and the winner of last week's listener poll, which was Shah Rukh Khan's fan. We're also giving away some awesome movie merchandise from the forthcoming movie War, starring Hrithik Roshan and Tiger Shroff. Check out how you can win jackets and t-shirts in the show notes or on our social media feeds. So that's enough for me. This is not W2EF with Mark Maron after all. Here's my chat with Raj Nidumoru from Raj and DK.
क्या हुआ? अरे कुछ नहीं भैया, कुछ नहीं।
आप डरते क्यों हो बाप? मैं बोलू मकान चोर
How can you be so insensitive, Shri?
Dhriti ko school se suspend kar diya. Principal tumse baat kar rahi thi aur tum.
This is not a light matter that we are discussing, Mr. Srikant.
बच्चों के लिए टाइम निकाला?
Yeah, hi.
Hi Raj, it's Asim.
Hi Asim, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Thank you for being on You Podcast and talking to us. It's an honor because honestly, I'm a huge fan of your work.
Well, thank you.
You guys are working on The Family Man, which is going to be streaming on Amazon next week, I think. I mean, the first question out of the boat is, how did this show come about? How did you kind of conceive it, put it all together?
Yeah, when we wanted to focus on a middle-class guy who's like all of us and who has a job, like a government job to go to and has to deal with all kinds of middle-class problems, you know, house and rent and car, kids, the whole deal. Except his government job is not just a government job, but of very high importance, and he has the responsibility of protecting the country. So when we came about this idea of a very common man doing an extraordinary job, we thought we had a great idea, we had a great character, central premise. And with that, there's also a lot of some humor coming in because of the situation of the whole balancing act he has to do between the families and the job. So once we had this idea, I thought it was a pretty cool idea to set the whole geopolitics around him and the counter-terrorism angle. So we had to come up with a plot and this character in it.
And this is also your first streaming show, right? That you're on kind of a streaming platform. Being on streaming, does it give you more freedom to a certain degree why did you choose streaming when you could, would the story have worked for you in just a feature length format, or did you absolutely want to do this kind of in a longer serialized show?
Right. So when we had this idea, we knew that this cannot be a feature because there's much more to delve into. You could go very wide and deep in this topic because you have so much to showcase in it. Mm. A lot of problems, a lot of issues, a lot of threats. We knew already that this wasn't just a film. It can be a really solid series that could focus on various regions in India, various things that are simmering in India. So that way, we knew it was a series always. The freedom part of it, see, we kind of made the kind of films we wanted always. So there was really no restriction that way, that we didn't feel like, oh shit, this film nobody's going to understand or nobody's going to get it. We have to make it a series. So we were always fine making our own films, you know, the kind of films. So I wasn't thinking freedom from that point of view, or even a censorship point of view, that, you know, I could become, we could show something very explicit and things like that. What I was really looking forward to was the long format that allows us to dig deeper and wider and really have a canvas that you can, you know, spread it out on. In our case, even the geopolitics and stuff, we could really explore more. It's like writing a book versus making a film. You know, in the book, you can get into more, really get all, you don't have to worry about the pacing. You don't have to worry about that. I have to fit everything in at 2 hours, things like that. So that was more liberating in that sense, that the story could be told in its entirety.
I mean, we've had kind of a lot of content coming on streaming, you know, Netflix, Amazon, and a lot of also local Indian OTT platforms that are doing quite exciting things. Where do you think streaming is at the moment for Indian content?
See, it's an exciting phase for both audience and filmmakers. Every filmmaker who has a good story to tell has a medium to say right now. You could be making a small series, a big series, a film, all kinds of things. I think we are having the best of times right now in terms of that. Of course, there's an explosion of it. In the last couple of years, we saw lots of OTT platforms coming up. Having said that, it's also a transitional phase where people are finding bearings, figuring ways to create this content. So there's a huge demand for content. And that also means quality. So, you know, we could be, quality slippage will be there. It's pretty common. It's pretty expected because of the transitional period. But I think we'll soon find really good series and shows coming out of India. And that is basically, it's just a cycle, right? It's also nurturing a lot of writers and a lot of content creators to come up with all kinds of ideas that can showcase so much. And India is so rich in terms of cultures and so many stories to tell. But the best part in the whole thing is this: our audience is the winner because they have a lot more to sample from.
But do you think the lot more is maybe too much sometimes? Because there is also this idea that, you know, because there's such a hunger for content and these companies, these OTT platforms are so cash rich that they just buy, you know, movies and content. And sometimes that, you know, the classical approach of feature length is still seen as classier. And on the other hand, there's also maybe because they buy so much, there's so much content, they can't even push it or publicize it. And recently this happened, for example, with Mindy Kaling's movie, you know, and last year it happened with Roma, which there was still kind of like a bit of a push back because it's kind of a Netflix show, a movie, and not like, you know, an Oscar movie. So although it did win a few, but do you also feel like there's that kind of constraint or negatives? Or for example, like certain people, actors that don't want to work in a streaming show, or do you feel that bubble has kind of burst now?
I think it's going away. We have a really good film actors, you know, coming into doing the shows also. I don't think that's just an initial resistance, I feel, about actors not sure about doing shows. Because this is the medium, this is the future is here, and you have to embrace it. It's not going away. And in fact, if you ask any of your friends anytime at, you know, what's a good thing to watch, the 9 out of 10, the recommendation is a series versus a film.
Yeah.
So that's what everybody's watching. And I don't think it's going to last too long, this whole not sure about, you know, the actors not being sure about doing a show. It's going away. It's already gone, and it is in the process of going away. So that's okay. And I do understand that some of the shows being lost in it. That is part of the problem. that again something that we'll have to kind of, it comes with the with this whole transition, I guess.
Mm.
Unfortunately, there will always be casualties, but there is no other way. I mean, people will make, I mean, look at it like films, right? There are films all over. We watch films from all the countries, from India. There are so many languages. You have thousands at your fingertips, and which movie are you going to watch? So that problem has always been there.
Mm-hmm.
Some are lost, some are found later. So that problem will be there, and thankfully, this is not a film that will go. This is not like a film that goes away on a Friday.
Right.
And you missed it, you missed it. This is like a series meant for you to watch at your own convenience.
Sure, sure. I've always felt with your content, the movies that you've made, the things that you've worked on, it always teeters on kind of a global sensibility. Like, in a way, it feels very Indian, but it also doesn't feel very Indian. I don't know if that's making sense to you. Because I've always feel that you've always gotten a lot of critical praise. Us bloggers and podcasters have always loved your work, but it's like it feels like the Indian audience has not always completely figured it out yet. Do you feel that some way, when that maybe you're too ahead, or now the audience is catching up with what you guys are kind of doing and doing with the medium?
Yeah, I mean, we've been one of our recurring compliments that we've had in the past was that, you know, that film was ahead of its time. You know, if it comes now, it'll be such a major hit and all that. So it's like a backhanded compliment, I guess. It's a good thing and a bad thing at the same time, that, oh man, your film didn't, not everybody picked it, but it's ahead of its time. You know, it should have come 5 years later, or it should have come now. But thankfully, with three, I think the time was now. So even though I felt like the story is still one of the more absurd and strange stories, it worked great with the, you know, across India. So that was awesome to experience that. Yes, I think the sensibilities that you're talking about, it's a good thing, right? It's just a matter of putting, it's your sense of humor, it's your sensibilities that you're putting across a subject. Sometimes you're being balanced in your approach, you're not being too judgmental about things. So I think all these things should give you a better viewing experience. And I think whoever watches it, even the films that didn't work, would have appreciated the sensibilities in it. Maybe it's a subject. Maybe it's just a little alienating sometimes. Maybe it's just that, you know, some people were all watching local content, like very, very rooted stories, and we might have made something that is set completely outside the country. It's a little more foreign-looking. But the point is, we have to keep trying. I can't make the same movie. I want to make something that's not out there. And in that effort, you know, some shine, some are found later, some don't work. But we learn. And at the same time, I think those sensibilities are what is coming to good use for us, either in Stree or The Family Man and things like that. I think the barriers are going down. People across the world are watching these movies and series. So this is for everyone now.
Do you spend a lot of time trying to figure out what went wrong? Like, because when I watched A Gentleman, I was blown away by that movie. And I could, like, as an audience member, I couldn't figure out why this didn't work. So you as a filmmaker, I wonder how is it easy to let that go and then just move on to that next project? And does it help that you guys then are a director duo, that, you know, that there's two of you, that you can kind of manage that together, that sometimes frustration or, you know, maybe even sadness?
Yeah, I mean, two or even five, it doesn't matter. The experience is still personal. So you are pretty shattered when things don't work. I've had great compliments for A Gentleman because I think it's such a fun film, and, you know, it's a throwback to popcorn action movie thing. So I was quite excited when we made it, and I think it turned out pretty cool also. I am still hoping, I have a hope that people are going to discover it later and watch it for fun. It's not supposed to be deep. It's not supposed to be rooted. It doesn't have a subversive message like Stree, any of that stuff. It was just supposed to be purely an ode to action films that used to come earlier. Things don't work, you, of course, you analyze. You also think as to why things don't work. Why? What did I do wrong? You of course, as a human being, you first look at external factors. Maybe because of that, maybe they didn't get it. Maybe, you know, the rain screwed it up. Maybe there was a curfew on the release, by the way, in the entire Delhi region because of arrest of somebody. It was just washed out there. There was no collections in that entire region. So you think all that, and then you also introspect and see what did you do wrong. So you learn a lot, of course you do. Otherwise, you cease to be you cease to be a filmmaker, I think, in a way, because then you'll be churning out the same stuff. You'll be too sure of yourself.
Yeah. Again, I love it, and like that soundtrack, "Bandook Meri Leila," is still like my jam every week. I listen to it. I love it. I wanted to ask you again about that. You guys being kind of a director duo, and it seems like outside of Bollywood, there's a lot of them. You know, you have the Wachowski siblings, you have the Coens, the Dardens. You know, Lord and Miller. You have, but in Bollywood, it's still.
Yeah,
you have Abbas Mastan and you guys. So how does that work? If you guys also produce, you write, how do you kind of like, you know, split up the task? Who decide who wears what hat? How does that go?
See, we started making films together. So that's the way we know to make films. We studied together. We were college mates. And so we thought, hey, you know what, let's make a film. Sitting somewhere in the U.S., being engineers, such a strange thought, absolutely not the logical next step. So we kind of had each other to prop each other up or bounce off each other and not think it's such a stupid idea. So there was company to get into this whole stupidity, I guess, in another sense. So that's how we learned to make movies, and that's how we've been making movies. A lot of people say, how come you guys are still together? I said, yeah, maybe because we started together. And why do you want us to split up is my next question. So, I think we do well. We share responsibilities very well. Nowadays, it's become a little more part of the process. So I tend to write a lot. I always write. I mean, I've been writing. I almost write every day, and a vacation is finding a nice cafe in a nice country and right there. So it's just that I keep writing from either in my bedroom or wherever I am. And DK is more of a logical guy who has more grounding, and whatever I throw at him, he kind of processes it, edits it, and you know makes a shape out of it. So I think it works out great for us. And because we are two, we are able to do a lot of work. We used to be quite laid back, almost love and Hardik, go gone kind of guys, laid back.
Like one stoners. Two years.
Yeah. So except that. But later, we are, right now, we're doing a lot of work together.
Yeah.
So then I'm appreciating that. Two heads much more these days.
Yeah. Final questions, because I know we're probably going to be wrapping up, but there's so much, you know, just globally, and there's a lot of anti-terrorism, counter-terrorism things going on, right? That's like a go-to. Like even in Amazon, they have Jack Ryan season 2 coming out and all that. I'm a Muslim. I didn't get to watch Family Man, the screeners. I was trying to, but something happened, technically issue. How triggered am I going to get as a Muslim watching your show?
No, not at all. See, like I said, we are, you know, you've seen our films. We're quite sensible people, right? So we're not judging people. We always take a balanced approach. We are not extremists in any sense. So there is certain responsibility you have when you are a filmmaker. At least that's what we think. That we can't put any shit out there or anything that's unsubstantiated or anything that's just polarizing and vilifying a certain specific community or anybody for that matter. So we try to, the whole idea of this show is that, you know, there are so many stories you see in a newspaper, right? You'll see something as horrific as students being brainwashed to become ISIS recruits or somewhere else you'll see something strange as, like a bomb squad who doesn't have a good jacket because his jacket is torn, and to a pigeon being arrested in a Kashmir border because it was carrying a message. So the idea was to put all these stories onto screen in a cohesive manner so that you have a thrilling story that has something new to offer. Now, about what you asked, I don't think this is about one country versus another. This is really more about politics. It's about how certain faction of a rebel faction is trying to destabilize the political environment in the subcontinent. It's not about one country versus another. That is too broad a stroke, even for us as filmmakers, to take on like this country is bad, this country is good, now they fight. It can't be that simplistic. It's about a certain a faction that has ulterior motives and, you know, something, a vested interest to destabilize stuff. So that's what it is about. It's about it's not about polarizing any specific communities or countries for that matter. Once you see the show, you will see that it's purely a plot-driven thing, that not everybody's bad, not everybody's good. It's really what you believe in. So we treat everybody like a regular person. There is no glorification for a guy, nor a vilification of another guy.
It's good to hear. And like I said, I'm a huge fan of your work. So I do give that, like, I'll watch it with open mind.
And I'm pretty sure that you'll continue to be.
Yeah, yeah. That's great to hear, but you know,
incensed or triggered by it.
Yeah, in one way, I just hope, you know, content makers discover there's also other terrorists out there except Muslims. You know what I mean?
Like, for example, our next season, we are taking a completely different. It's basically what are all the volatile areas or what volatile factions that something could happen. So it's not about Muslims or anything specific that way. Next time it's really something more interesting. I can't reveal the plot, but it's something else, that a region that you won't even expect it.
Oh, wow.
Because it's just about everybody fighting for what they think is right. That's it.
So there's going to be a second season? Is there going to be a third season? Is that something that you've already planned out or mapped out? Obviously, I imagine
creators, when we... Yeah, we mapped it out that I have stories for 2 and 3.
Okay.
So when we write the first one, as we are writing it, we realize, oh my God, there's another great idea right there. So we always do that. We always have an idea to where the story would go and what other things should we focus on next time.
Awesome. Final question. Beside the second season of Family Man and obviously Family Man Now, what else are you guys working on? I heard there's like a Goa Gone sequel coming. Is there a street sequel? Are you still thinking of making a gentleman sequel? Because make it just for me, maybe, you know?
We're working on a bunch of things. We've got a couple of crazy series and new shows also that we are in the process of developing right now. Pretty completely different from Family Man and, you know, something... One is an extremely hilarious one. Another one is a very quirky one. Both are in the pipeline. Also making another film. Our next directorial venture. Hopefully, we'll announce that soon in this month or next. I do have a story for Stree 2. I wrote it like a trilogy.
Oh, wow.
And so we do have a story for what happens next in Stree 2. And we have written a script for Go Gone 2, so that's also there. We just have to figure when what's coming.
Mm.
And A Gentleman, as soon as people discover soon, sometime on OTT, I'll think of sequel for it.
Amazing. Or just make it and send me like a, you know, USB stick and I'll just watch it on my own.
That'll be too expensive a ticket for you, man.
I'll pay it. It's such a good movie. Raj, thank you for being so generous with your time. I know I had a lot of questions and I'm really looking forward to A Family Man and looking forward to all of your projects. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. It's good fun.
Welcome to Threat Analysis and Surveillance, sir. We predict attacks before they happen.
And
ye hain senior analyst Srikant Tiwari.
ऐ ऐ ऐ कल करे सो आज करे सो अब किस रहा है रोज तू फल मिलेगा कब उसकी खुद की खुशी के लिए तूने क्या क्या किया पढ़ लिख के
बच्चों को स्कूल से कब पिक करने वाले हो
मैं बस पहुंच गया हूं अब धृति अब ये बच्चे सामने ही दिखाई दे रहे हैं
धृति और अथर को मैंने पिक कर लिया है
पाकिस्तान दुनिया को अपनी ताकत का एहसास दिलाए
रॉ के एक स्लीपर एजेंट ने हमें बलूचिस्तान से टिप ऑफ किया है कि कुछ बड़ा प्लान हो रहा है
हाजिया तो भाई तू सबके लिए जिया तो भाई तू सबके लिए हाजिया तो भाई तू सबके लिए पर किसके लिए मरेगा
मैं सिर्फ एक बार जीतना होता है पर हमें हर एक बार
The foiled terrorist strike on Delhi was way bigger than 26/11.
अगर 26/11 रोकना होता तो रोक नहीं लेते तभी क्या गोटियां खेल रहे थे क्या टेरर अटैक रोकेंगे झंडू लोग